What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Saturday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. You guys can follow Betting Pros on Twitter at Betting Pros. Always being brought to you by BetMGM and the offer $10 to win $150 on any event. Use that code JUICE150 at BetMGM, BetMGM.com to get in. Okay, welcome to Championship Saturday. Before we get to the picks and the plays, I have a big request. So you guys are always great when I ask for some rallying. We're trying to get the Betting Pros YouTube subscription up, okay? We're giving away a Saquon Barkley autographed helmet just for subscribing to the Betting Pros YouTube channel. Now to do this, go to bettingpros.com/helmet. bettingpros.com/helmet. To enter into this contest. It's an autographed Saquon Barkley helmet simply for signing up and subscribing to the Betting Pros YouTube channel. So we're trying to drive this thing. I would love to see us get to like 10,000 by the end of the football season. So if you can do that, personal request, I'm asking you, the Daily Juice crew, to hook us up and help us drive that. So if you've not subscribed already to the YouTube channel, please, please, please do so. Okay. Today, I am going to be putting a little bit of a test on myself. Our college football record going into Championship Saturday after last night, we are 60-40. Okay. That is 60% up over 12 units. Okay. This has been the most profitable sport for me so far here in the 2021 by far the most profitable college football. NBA is okay. Everything else has been pretty crap, to be quite honest. It's not been a good year. NFL has been bad this year. I've been bad. I'm 60-71 in the NFL, just 45%. Okay. NBA, we're over 50%, 51%, but 52% on NFL props. You know, okay. Not great, but okay. Everything else has kind of just been eh. NBA props were down one unit, 1985, 51% there. So it hasn't been a good year. And we track all this stuff. But college football has been sort of my thing, okay? So I'm going to go out here in a blaze of glory. I may go down badly. It may get ugly here today. But I'm going to put 5 units in play. I'm going to make 5 bets. They may all be awful bets, but I'm going to make them. And I'm going to go kind of quickly here because I don't want this podcast to be extremely long. So yesterday, it looks like it's going to be a winning day. The Warrior tees taking the Warriors down to -2 and the under 220. I think we're going to get there. At the time of taping right now, we've got a 89-74 advantage for the Warriors. They're probably going to cover their 7-point number. So the tees might not be necessary, but the total was 215. I wasn't totally comfortable. So looks like that's going to come in here at -110 is what I got that at a 5-point teaser. So we'll be profitable 2-1 night. Utah, dead wrong. Blew out Oregon, but the under hit. So we went 1-1 in the Pac-12 championship game and 0-1-0 in the NBA. So let's go back-to-back winning days. A little bit of a mini run here after the horrific start to the week. Not bad. Okay, slowly but surely. It's basically like up a unit after losing 4 units. So it's still a down week. But let's go into Saturday here. Now, reminder that we're having the Discord chat coming up at 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern tomorrow morning. We'll do that. It might be the last one of these for a bit. Just FYI, I'll probably take a break a little bit, give myself some chances to sleep a little bit and get ready for the holidays and whatnot. So probably be our last Discord chat for a little bit. We'll probably pick it back up again in January. But so we'll do it on Championship Saturday for us here, 11 a.m. on the Discord channel with me. And let's try. I think we've missed 4 in a row. So let's try to get one here, guys. Let's get a W. And hopefully my cold streak does not wear off on you guys. So that will come up today at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time for the Discord channel. Okay, so let's get into Championship Saturday and let's go kind of, in order as to how these games are going to be played. All right, Baylor versus Oklahoma State. This game is fascinating to me. Oklahoma State right now is laying 6 points. You can shop around. And one of the fun things, and this is actually something you guys should be doing anyway, if you go to bettingpros.com, go under NCAA, okay? Go under game odds. And when you look under game odds, you can go and see across the board, you can see all the different numbers as to where they are. So by the time this game goes off, you know, you guys might wind up getting 6.5. Okay. It's 6 right now. There's a lot of public money coming in here on the cover machine, Oklahoma State. All right. Oklahoma State against the spread this year, they were tremendous. 9-2-1. But Baylor was 8-4. Okay. Baylor, now they didn't cover in their last game. They won by 3 points against Texas Tech. But before that, they had covered 5 out of 6 games. Now, they didn't cover against TCU because they lost that game on the road, which was a real bad loss for them, burning their chances of making the Big 12 championship game. But against the conference, 6-3. Okie State, 8-0-1 against the conference this year in the Big 12. They've been phenomenal. Last game against Oklahoma, 4-point favorites. It closed at 4. They won by 4, so it was a push. Depending on what number you got there, though, you may have been able to get there. 3, 3.5, 4, 4.5 was all kind of in that area. At home, Baylor 6-1 against the spread. 2-3 against the number. 5-0 on the road for Okie State. 4-2-1 here. But here's the thing. Everybody is wondering about the backup quarterback situation for Baylor and whether or not they're going to have their starting quarterback in this game. Now, it's definitely a question as to whether or not they're going to have him. But the backup played pretty well for Baylor this year. I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference as to which quarterback plays here for Baylor. Clearly, you want your starter. But if you don't get your starter, not horrible, okay? Baylor's going to run the football. Abram Smith, Big 12 second leading rusher, got to run the football, got to pound the rock here. Okay. This is going to be really interesting. Baylor lost to Oklahoma State 24-14 back on October the 2nd. Second Big 12 title game in 3 years for Baylor. Baylor could go to the Sugar Bowl with a win, but it's a tight loss. Maybe they wind up still getting there to the Sugar Bowl as well. Oklahoma State's got just some tremendous running backs, some real nice offense. You got to worry about the quarterback who can run a lot. I mean, the Sooners are a team that it's tough to stop anybody, right? I mean, it's tough to just the big play to big play to big play in that game. 37-33 was the final in that game. I don't think we're going to have that type of situation. Defensively, Oklahoma State's been very, very good across. Oklahoma State's been very good in every game except against Oklahoma. I mean, they just gave up so many rushing yards. But maybe that was a sign that things were starting to crack a little bit for the Sooners. Maybe that was a sign that things were starting to kind of, sway a little bit in the other direction for them, coming back down a little bit here. I like Baylor. They're 10-2. They're 7-2 in conference. They're catching 6 points. I'm going to ride the Baylor Bears here. I like Oklahoma State a lot. I mean, maybe this is just because I haven't been seeing the board all that clearly. So maybe I'm dead wrong here, but it does feel like we're going to have a lot of money coming in on Oklahoma State. The public's going to be all over the Cowboys, and I just want to fade that. I'm going to look to take points a lot today. I just think that that's the smarter move to take points when you can in a championship game. That's what I did with Oregon last night. It was dead wrong. Okay. So maybe you go again and say, Matt, you're dead wrong here. I'm taking Oklahoma State. You got 77% of the handle and 72% of the bets at DraftKings at the time of taping here coming in Oklahoma State. Line has been ticking up 6, 6.5. You know, maybe you get the best number. I'm going to wait on this, but I'm going to take Baylor at the best point. I want 6 minimum, 6.5, 7, but I'm going to be on Baylor here for 1 unit. I'm going to take Baylor to keep this game close. Oklahoma State may win the game, but I'm going to take Baylor to keep it close here. Baylor plus the points. Wait, get the best number of points you can get. Baylor plus the points for 1 unit. That game is a noon kick Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time start, bright and bleeping early. All right. Then the second game is Georgia and Alabama. I do not know what to do with this game, except I am waiting and I'm betting against the public. Okay. That's bottom line. That's what I'm doing here in this game. It is 79% of the handle, 72% of the bets. I believe that the pros are waiting to see how much they can get on Alabama. All right. 7, 7.5. who knows where they're going to go. They may, we may not get back to seven. Okay. So, or get to seven. So this is going to be a bet I'm going to make. I'm going to give it to you in the Discord channel right before kickoff. All right. Right now, I would take Bama plus 6.5. Okay. I want seven. I want more than seven. But right now, I would lean towards Alabama. And here is the deal. Okay. Alabama gets to play this card that they are the underdog. I understand that Georgia is going to just be unbelievable. I am extremely concerned about the offensive line for Alabama. And look, if this number stays under seven or it goes down, if it goes to six, I very well might be on Georgia. Okay. I can be talked into Georgia. I can be talked into Alabama right now. My lean is Alabama plus seven. If it's under that, my lean is probably going to go with Georgia. Georgia's defensive line is going to have potentially the biggest impact in this game. Alabama has not been able to run the ball like they normally are able to run the ball. If you get to Bryce Young, like Auburn did last week, and you make him uncomfortable, you can beat him. Okay, you can knock him around, and you can beat him, and Georgia's defense is so damn good. Bama's defense has not been as good as I would expect it this year. I thought they're going to be much better. In that opening game against Miami, I thought this Bama defense is going to eat this year. Didn't happen, okay? Give up big plays, secondary, pass rush has been okay. They lost so much talent off that defense last year. Just hasn't really been there. Their running game's been eh. No one runs on Georgia. Like, you just don't. Bama's got receivers, as we know. And then it comes to the point where Alabama's a dog. Like, Alableeping Bama is an underdog. Like, that is, it's a public side with Georgia, but doesn't mean it's the wrong side with Georgia. So this is a to be determined game for me. As I mentioned, five units in play, but this game, I don't know yet. Okay. Baylor plus six or more for sure. One unit. Alabama, 6 to 7.5, somewhere in that range. I don't know. You can find a six out there and it's Georgia, I very well might jump on Georgia. Look ahead line was 3. Bama played against Auburn, looked poor in that with their offensive line, not performing well. Line goes to 6.5. That's one reason why I think the pros are waiting. Let's see how high the number can go. Bama could lose the game, but Nick Saban against an assistant coach gets blown out by 2 scores? Really? Whew. Tough to see. Surprising to see. And I mean, this might be history. You can bet on Alabama as a dog. Oh boy. Okay. How about that Bama first half as a dog? Wow. Okay. So yeah, wait and see. Hold on. We're going to jump in here on this coming up. We'll be involved coming up right for kickoff. Same time, 4:00 Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We've got Cincinnati taking on Houston. This game, man alive. I would love to see Houston win this game. I absolutely love it. I don't see it personally. So let's talk about the total, because I don't know. Cincinnati wins this game. Do they cover 10.5? Very possible. They could totally shut down Houston here. Really possible. Houston 7-5 to the over this year. Away from home, 5-2 to the over, 2-3 at home. Cincy, last two games have gone under. 5-7 to the over this year. On the road, 2-4 to the over. 4-6 to the over their last 10. But over the last 5, only one time has the game gone over for Cincinnati, including a run here, actually, where it's 5 of the last 6 games has gone under for Cincinnati. The total of this game is 53. When you look at DraftKings, this is a pros versus Joes split. All right. We've got 59% of the handle on the under and 85% of the bets on the over 53. I'm going under. I don't think Houston scores all that much. I think Cincinnati is going to flex their muscles here. I think Houston's defense could keep them in the game, could keep it below 10 points. I mean, there's a backdoor cover possibility as well for Houston. You know, maybe it's like a 30-20 type of win for Cincinnati and that 10.5 point number burns you. But I think under 53, I think there's a real decent shot here. This is a lower scoring game, a slower starting game than people are anticipating. I'm going to ride with the pros here and fade the public. 85% of the bets are on the over, 59% at DraftKings on the handle, on the under. We're going one unit under Houston, Cincinnati for under 53. And then one more play to get into for championship Saturday that I will give you a pick on. And it's going to be the night game. Two more to give you. Sorry. There's going to be, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there we go. Fourth game, Pittsburgh and Wake Forest. All right. So we got the battle of the quarterbacks here, right? We got Wake Forest and their quarterback and their high flying offense, Pittsburgh and their offense also equally high scoring. I know a bunch of people who are saying just bet the over 71.5 and just be leaving it alone. Not so sure on that. Personally, I think these are games that might be slowing down here a little bit. But again, this is a monster handle. Everyone's on Pitt. Okay. Numbers at 3, 3.5, 82% of the handle, all on Pittsburgh. You got 66% of the bets on Pittsburgh, 34% coming in here on Wake. You get +3, +3.5 here in Charlotte for this one. And look, I got to be frank. When it comes to against the spread, Pittsburgh's 9-3. They're awesome. 6-2 against the spread. Wake Forest 6-6 here. Okay. And they've been okay late. You know, two of the last three, they covered. They lost to Clemson by 21 points on the road. They beat Boston College, though, by 31 points. I'm not in love with Pittsburgh's defense. Okay. Both these teams score. Okay. 39.7 points per game here on this, 43.1 points per game for Wake. You got a defense in Wake Forest that gives up 30 points a game. Defense for Pittsburgh gives up 24 points per game. We know about the passing attack for both these teams. Pittsburgh, 8.4 yards per pass play. Wake, 8.7 yards per pass play. You got 347 yards of total of offense through the air for Pittsburgh. You got 321 yards of offense through the air. But Wake Forest pass defense is not that bad. 7.4 is 65th in the country. 219 for yards is 49th in the country. On the other side, Pitt, 279th, 119th. And they give up 7.9 yards per pass play. That's 95th. I think the difference here, to be quite honest, I think Wake's going to move the football. I think Wake's going to throw the football all over Pittsburgh's defense. And I think Pittsburgh is a little bit overrated here. I like Kenny Pickett a lot. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and say this dude might not be, he might be a really good pro quarterback. They're kind of comparing him to Joe Burrow, that he might wind up being like the next Joe Burrow, because here is a guy who went back to school, did what he had to do, took care of business, and now, has made a lot of people go, oh, okay, this kid can sling it. This kid might be able to actually go out there and play, and very possible. But I think that you got a little bit of an angry Wake Forest team here. I think you got a Sam Hartman who has thrown for 34 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Their receivers are tremendous. And look, I do. I think this defense for Wake is a little bit underappreciated. I'm going to go one unit. I'm going to take Wake here plus the 3 points. Wake +3 in the ACC championship game against Pittsburgh. And you make it 3.5. It's very possible. You get 3.5. You get 3. In fact, let me just check real quick here at the time. You can get 3.5. Let's make it official. Wake Forest +3.5. Get over that field goal in the ACC championship game. I like Wake +3.5 there for one unit. And the last play is, man, if you want to fade this, I'm not going to get mad at you at all. Okay. This is a big number and I absolutely hate laying big numbers. Big 10 championship game, Michigan up against Iowa. I thought long and hard, and I talked to people who, look, I'm bad betting Iowa games. You guys know this. I thought they'd be under 8.5 wins. Nope, way over. Did not think they'd be in this game. They're in this game. They're 10-2, 7-2. Michigan, 11-point favorites. They were 10.5. They're up to 11-point favorites. At DraftKings, number-wise, 58% on Michigan with the handle. 60% of the bets are on Michigan. 42% of the handle on Iowa, 40% of the bets are on Iowa at 11. Can Iowa score? Seriously, can Iowa score? That's my number one question for this game. I just don't think that they can score. And I think Michigan's going to run the ball down their throat. Michigan 10-2 against the number this season. Iowa 7-5. Michigan's covered their last 4 games, and they have covered 7 of the last 8 of the last 10, 4-1 on the road for Michigan. And everyone's talking about the emotional letdown. Okay, they beat Ohio State. But what if this? What if beating Ohio State got the monkey off their back? And what if it's kind of like what happened with the Red Sox a little bit, and the Red Sox who came back after that big deficit, everyone doubts they're going to get beat by the Yankees again in 2004. And they just steamrolled the Cardinals after coming back. Like, I just wonder if Michigan answered all the questions of when will you beat Ohio State? It happened. When will you beat a top quality opponent, top five team? It happened. When are you going to play for a Big Ten championship? It happened now. I just wonder if Michigan now plays with a obscene amount of confidence because they've answered that question. And Iowa's defense is built upon their ability to stop the run. I'm sorry, stop the pass rather. They're not that great against the run. Okay. And that concerns me a little bit. Okay. I know everyone's going to say, wait, Matt, 3 yards a rush. Rush defense is really good. Michigan runs 5.3 yards. It's the quarterback. It's the running back. It's everyone. And then they turn around and pass it 8.2 yards per pass play, play action pass. I just think this Michigan team is too physical. And I know you go, wait, Iowa plays physical games all the time. I get, if you want to bet the under here, 44, I think it could be, if this game was outside, I would say take the under, but it's indoors. And I just think Michigan is going to stop Iowa's ability to score. Iowa's only scoring, 25 points per game, but that's really inflated. 4.4 yards per play is awful. Michigan's defense only gives up 4.6 yards per play. That's 11th best in the country. I just don't think Iowa scores enough. I'm going to lay the 11 points. Michigan minus 11 in the Big Ten championship game, taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. All right. If you want a for fun 3-leg money line parlay that I will be doing personally, by the way, Michigan, Georgia, Cincinnati. Okay. Michigan, Georgia, Cincinnati plus 125 on that. If you would like to go ahead and jump in on that, you put Alabama in there, changes the odds tremendously. And I probably will be sprinkling a little bit on Alabama money line personally, just because. And when are you going to get these numbers for Alabama money line ever again? I mean, Alabama's plus 200. Like, what? 2-1 on Bama to win the SEC championship game is insane. Again, I don't know what to do with that game just yet. Tune in right before kickoff. I'll have an official play on this game for one unit for Alabama and Georgia. I just don't know what to do with it just about yet. Okay. So to recap this, we're going Baylor plus 6 or more, one unit. Under Houston, Cincinnati, 53. We're going Iowa and Michigan. We're laying the 11 with Michigan. And I'm taking the 3.5 points with Wake Forest and Pittsburgh in the ACC championship game. All right. Those are the four plays, four units, all in tempting fate with my bankroll in terms of where we've been with college football. But a very good year. Hopefully we end and we get ready for the bowl season and the college football playoffs really, really well. But it's the last time we have a full slate of games like this on a Saturday. So I want to go out with a bang on a Saturday. And I don't love the slate on the NFL on Sunday. It's okay. I don't love it. So four plays for us going on. We're taking the points with Baylor, taking the points at Wake Forest. We're laying the points with Michigan, and we're going under 53 for Houston and Cincinnati, Georgia and Alabama to be determined. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt each and every morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.